Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AY Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, who travel to U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota to take on the 4-8 Vikings. It's 1 o'clock on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some...
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. What do you want to see from the Commanders this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings? Frank Maloney still with us. We can't kick him out of the studio. Frank, I think you'll like this. I told the audience yesterday, I want to see a third consecutive overtime defeat. I'm fine with that. The losses pile up, the draft picks improve, but yet I get a reason to watch the fourth quarter. I'm tired of these blowouts where I am sitting there and I'm pissed off in the fourth quarter. Give me a game that's close and give me great effort like we saw last weekend.
Well, last week's game was remarkable, and it was a bummer that they couldn't pull it out. I'm going to tell you, though, this is very important, these games coming up, because Jaden Daniels has got to learn how to deal with adversity, and this is going to teach him. It's also going to teach Terry McLaurin not to pull any more stunts, because I guarantee you everybody in that locker room is looking at him differently than they did 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was great to see him back on the field, and it does make me feel like the injuries did completely derail this, you know, this season, because the fear factor is there for Terry. He can beat you on a slant. He can beat you deep, and it opened it up for everybody else to make plays, like Treylon Burks. I knew you liked that catch.
You know what? I've seen a lot of football in my life. That is one of the best catches I've ever seen in the red zone, period. The guy had him covered. He was draped all over him. He wasn't fouling him. And somehow he got his paw up there, and he snagged it cleanly. And I don't know what they're paying him.
Well, that's what's so exciting, is that he is a former first-round pick that was cut by the Titans. And one man's trash is another man's treasure, and he certainly could become one of the wide receivers of the future here in Washington.
Well, sometimes a second chance.
Oh, that's what was so exciting about last year.
Yes.
It was everybody's second chance.
And they took advantage. Now, I do think the head coach, Quinn, and the general manager, they need to have a better offseason.
Yeah.
Right now, they're positioning themselves for the offseason, and I do think they need some more offensive linemen maybe.
Well, the offensive line, I think
they're not bad, but
is improving. To me, the offensive line just needed time to gel. I think that's where they messed up, is going into this season saying, yeah, we're going to have our second year quarterback, who's basically still a rookie, right?
Yep.
Play with a new left tackle, play with a new left guard, play with a new right guard, play with a new right tackle. That was stupid.
I never understood that. I didn't understand their offseason at all. In fact, I would have sent Terry McLaurin to, Arizona and gotten a couple players and a couple of draft picks.
It was clear that they went all in to be a playoff team once again and try to be a Super Bowl contender, and it backfired a little bit. I still like the Tunsil move. I don't like what they've done to Brandon Coleman, who right. started most of last season at tackle and now can't really get on the field. Connerly has gotten a lot better in the last 3 weeks. Cosme, that was a massive injury. That yep. was stupid to bring him back yep. as soon as he was cleared. But he has started to play better. He was our best graded offensive lineman Sunday.
He's a very good football player, and he had a good game against Denver.
Yeah, and so to me, this is why the final five games are important here, is this offensive line needs to gel, create chemistry, and so that next year they get off and get going. Not like this year where they stumbled at the start of the season.
How do you feel about the running game?
I want a new running back.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think there's – nobody throws any fear into the defense.
Now, no.
It's hard to find running backs today. You've either got to be lightning fast or you've got to be a bulldozer.
We all got excited for a seventh-round pick in Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt Bill. He's turned out to kind of just be a seventh-round pick. You know, maybe, you know, there's a spot on the roster for him next year as a scat back. I would like Jeremy McNichols back. He's my favorite player.
Yeah, I agree with
you. He's awesome. And Chris Rodriguez is a fine third down back, but he's not a starter.
Right.
Like, and so I think that the end of this season, you need to know how many positions you need to upgrade. And so I'll tell you, on offense, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Well, tight end was where I was actually – I had to work my way thinking through the progressions, but – tight end, you in the NFL today, you must have a good tight end.
Yeah.
You know, where would Patrick Mahomes be without
Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
Where would Brock Purdy be without George Kittle? Not making as much money as he is. Ravens, Lamar
yes.
has used Mark Andrews. Now, they just paid Mark Andrews, which means Isaiah Likely.
Exactly.
What do you think about Isaiah Likely?
I love Isaiah Likely. I think if he goes to the Commanders, he could and just immediately fix that hole that presumably losing Zach Ertz would have for this team. He's young. He's got the receiving chops. And the Ravens don't really need him anymore. That's a perfect fit.
I don't think Isaiah Likely is the game-changing tight end that Washington needs. I could be wrong because I don't think Baltimore is that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what he did last season, though. I mean, he was better than Isaiah Likely was, than Mark Andrews was.
Right. But if they just paid Mark Andrews, to me, and if you Google Isaiah Likely right now, Yahoo Sports says, did the Ravens just gift Isaiah Likely to the Patriots? Right. So they think he's gone. I just don't think Baltimore's that stupid to let a tight end go that could come to Washington and change everything. Would he be better than Zach Ertz? Yeah. But I don't know that he would be the game-changing tight end that we need.
I mean, I don't think Baltimore really thinks like that when it comes to Washington. I don't think they're that worried about...
No, I think they'd be worried if Isaiah Likely went to New England and beat them.
Yes.
Like, I don't think... if Isaiah Likely was as good as we're saying, a game-changing tight end that deserves to start every single week, I don't think Baltimore would just let him go.
I don't know. It's hard to not pay Mark Andrews when he's your all-time leading wide receiver, tight end, anything.
Yeah.
Well, the problem,
you got to make a decision.
Problem is the Ravens have a lot of issues because there's no reason they should have the record they have.
No, I mean, their coach is now on the hot seat, which is crazy.
And I don't think he's the problem.
I don't either. So Washington against Minnesota this weekend, and Michael made a good point. This is the chance for the defense to have maybe their best performance of the season.
Yes.
The Vikings cannot do anything on offense right now. They're just struggling all over the place on offense.
Let me ask you this. What would the Vikings have been this year if they'd kept the veteran
Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold was cooking with gas.
Sam Darnold beat the Vikings 26-0 last week.
And so
I think they would be 8-4 instead of 4-8.
It was embarrassing, and if you watched him going off the field, people were hugging him left and right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it shows you that some GMs outthink themselves. Why would you monkey with that? Leave him in his job and let him get you back in the playoffs.
When you win 14 games, getting rid of your quarterback
is just crazy.
It's just crazy. It is.
And
J.J. McCarthy, concussion, practice full on Wednesday, and I believe he's going to practice full today. It's trending towards him returning as the Vikings starting quarterback. That really doesn't scare me. He has more interceptions than he has touchdowns this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Wanted to go around the National Football League right now and take a look at all of the best matchups for the weekend, what's going to decide playoff seedings, and the quarterback set to start. Do a little NFL hits here on AWOD Radio.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So, Jay Money, I made it pretty clear earlier. I'm all in on the Lions tonight. I am putting up a decent-sized bet on this.
I'm on the opposite side here. I think the Cowboys take this one.
Dude, I already took your lunch money. You want to do this bit again?
I'm so sold on this Cowboys team right now. I think they are playing, like, arguably the best team in football at this current moment.
You know what happens whenever the Cowboys are playing, like, the best team in football? They have a stinker. That's what everybody said earlier this season, and then they lost to the Panthers. And then they blew out the Commanders, and everybody said, look at Dallas. And then the exact same score flipped on them, and they lost to Denver. They're on a high of all highs for a three-game win streak over the Raiders, Eagles, and Chiefs, and they will come back down to earth. In Detroit, Ford Field, with everything on the line. Like, that's why I'm picking Detroit, all right? This is not a neutral site. This is not in Dallas. This is a playoff game for the Detroit Lions. This is Dan Campbell's job maybe being on the line. This is Jared Goff knowing his job is on the line. If the Lions miss out on the postseason, there will be major changes after a 15-win season last year.
The Cowboys, that win streak you just talked, they beat the Eagles and the Chiefs. The difference and the reason why I think this is real for the Cowboys, they added not just the two defensive starters that they traded for at the deadline, but they got two more back from injury, Overshown and Revell. Revell, the rookie, Overshown, a really talented edge rusher that they had a torn ACL or Achilles at the end of last season. He made his appearance. Since then, that defense has been top 15 in just about every single category. When you're talking about what they did before, when they lost to those teams before, they had the worst defense in the NFL by a wide margin. Now that defense is playing better, Dak Prescott's playing like an MVP, and you have two of the best wide receivers in the NFL on that roster right now.
They've also been giving up points. You could claim they're a better defense. They gave up 28 to the Chiefs. I will watch Detroit score 35 tonight. That's my prediction there. Here's the thing. Is you could talk all you want about Dallas this, Dallas that. They're not the home team in this one. They're not the team with everything on the line in the Detroit Lions here and Dan Campbell. And Detroit also has had so many ups and downs this year, but they bounce back. This is the team that bounces back. They lost to the Packers earlier this season. Heartbreaking loss. Then they score 52 on the Bears. All right? They lose to the Chiefs. Then they blow out the Buccaneers, who are going to be in the playoffs. They lost to the Eagles. Then they had an awesome game against the... Like, every time their backs are against the wall, they respond with Dan Campbell. That's what the Fighting Lions are going to do here. Look, I already took your lunch money. You want to double that lunch money?
I'll do double that. Or nothing.
Really?
I'm all in on this.
How much you got in your wallet?
I've got enough for two lunches.
For two lunches. I like this bet. Lock it in.
All right.
Lock it in, J Money and A-Wad. This is just money line, or are you giving me the spread here?
I get the spread on this one.
No, I know. Do you want the spread?
I'll take the spread. I don't think they need it, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, if you don't need it, then don't take it. We'll do a straight up, we'll do a man-to-man money line bet here.
You know what? I'm fine with that. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Man, I mean, what do you want? You want to go out for tacos next week? I got double his lunch money.
I will say this. I do think Detroit has so much they have to play for. And I saw last week's game. They didn't play badly. Green Bay was just a little bit better.
They missed two big fourth downs.
Yes.
That's what cost them.
And that
them.
Was, you know, two plays, and they're dancing in the end zone. This game is a nail-biter, and I've watched the spread has changed all week. It opened at like 5. It's gone down to 3. And I bet you by game time, it's probably 2.
Maybe.
Could be that close. But that's not the best game this weekend, though. Best game this weekend is Chicago at Green Bay.
Yeah, that's going to be massive.
If you are not watching that game, you don't know football. That's a game.
Yeah, I also think that Eagles-Chargers is a game Monday night. Texans Chiefs. We named about 4 3-star games, including Ravens Steelers.
That's
with the
a good
division
game.
On the line.
That's a good game. And is Tomlin on the hot seat finally?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think his seat is like on fire. He can't even sit down on the seat.
Yeah. Oh, he sits down and they ask him a question. They said, "Are you interested in the Penn State job?"
Yeah. he's not happy.
I love when he says, "There's no booster that can write a blank check big enough for me to leave the NFL." He's just an NFL guy. Doesn't matter.
But he may not be at Pittsburgh after the season.
I know. The reports are, and this is so weird, that Pittsburgh's going to work out a trade at the end of the season.
Yeah. No.
Trading a head coach.
I mean, Sean Payton got traded to the Broncos.
It's happened in the past. Gruden got traded, what was it, Raiders to Bucks. Like,
mm-hmm.
So head coaching trades have happened not very often. But that's going to be an awesome game going on this weekend. And another big game that we wanted to mention as well is the... Where was it? Colts-Jags. Colts-Jags.
Suddenly, that has become very important because Indy lost the Mo, and now they've got to get it back.
They've lost the division. Yeah. Jacksonville is on top of the division now because they have the tiebreaker, and Jacksonville is hosting this game against Indianapolis.
And if Trevor Lawrence has a big game and the Jags win... All of a sudden, all the Jaguar fans are going to have to praise the management.
Oh yeah,
for signing.
And
Trevor
and here's
Lawrence.
The thing is, I actually don't think that like Lawrence needs to have a big game. They need Travis Etienne Jr. When he has a good game, they have won games this season.
He's a player.
He's been a top 10 running back.
I wish he was with the season. Commanders. He's a good runner,
dude. I love all the Etiennes. There's another one in the league too. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Jeremy and I are betting on this one. Are you picking on the Thursday night game?
You know, if I had to bet, I'd take the home team, Detroit.
There we go. I'll take you out for lunch when we're celebrating with Jay Money's money.
All right.
Man, Stubb never learned this lesson. You know how many breakfast sandwiches he had to bring me?
Really?
It was incredible. Yeah.
Well,
I'm right more than I'm wrong, though.
See, Stubby's an engineer, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Jay Money's got his eye on football. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Want to do Netflix a little later and talk about the first episode of Hard Knocks covering the NFC East. I know you watched it, right? I mean, it was a good look for the Commanders there, good speech by Jeremy Reeves, and then Tavita Pritchard gets honored as he'll be the next head coach at Stanford. I really did like Schottenheimer Jr., the head coach of Dallas. Did not like your guy, Kafka. Looked kind of like a doofus there. And then Sirianni looked like the biggest loser of all of them, the way he's chewing gum or whatever on the sidelines talking to Brandon Graham. But I also have a TV show recommendation to give out. It's called Death by Lightning.
Oh.
I'll talk about that a little bit later. If you're a history buff, I think you'll enjoy it. But we wanted to do college football. University Drive here on AWOD Radio, previewing all of the championship games that'll be played this weekend. Let's go to University Drive.
Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, I'm already taking his lunch money. Do I need to take his Christmas money next? Friday night, Troy JMU. We're both going to be on JMU, but can they cover a 23-point spread?
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's so many points that might snow, too. So I'm not too confident on that.
And you're not worried about any of the factors of Chesney looking ahead at UCLA and having an eye on signing day from earlier this week and the transfer portal?
Not at all. Not at all. Not worried at all. Troy should not give us problems.
North Texas Tulane. That's your ABC game.
That's a good game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
American Championship, and the committee has pretty much said the winner of this game will be the G5 representative because North Texas and Tulane both ranked ahead of JMU. I do think my money is on Tulane in this one.
The quarterback for North Texas is a bad beep. Listen, he can run, but he also takes hits, rolls out, and throws touchdowns.
Yeah, no, Drew Macemaker has been included in Touchdown Tuesday like all season long. He's got 29 touchdown passes for the Mean Green.
Didn't even play in high school or something.
Yeah, it's wild.
Know, his story is almost impossible.
Saturday, 12 noon on ABC, BYU against Texas Tech. I will be rooting for BYU. We'll find out if Texas Tech is really as good as everyone says they are. Then they'll beat down on BYU just like they already did. But I'll be certainly rooting for BYU.
Yeah, chaos scenario is what I'm rooting for right now. So BYU would certainly cause that chaos scenario the most out of anybody other than potentially Duke.
Are we saying that BYU getting in knocks out Notre Dame?
They knock out Alabama and Notre Dame if they get in. They knock both of them out.
If Alabama loses.
No, doesn't matter. If Alabama loses, yes.
If Alabama wins, they're in.
Yeah, yeah. If Alabama wins, they might even get up to a top four seed.
Yes. Texas Tech will steamroll BYU, and unfortunately will not be pretty.
Bear Bachmeyer's had a solid season for BYU. This will be his biggest test, though, in this tough environment. That'll be played from Jerry's World.
Their coach got an extension.
Yeah, Satake.
Yeah, like he was ever going to Penn State. That was never going to happen.
Penn State boosters thought they had him.
I think that was a done deal.
Crumble Cookie came in.
You know what I think that was? That was all clickbait. I'm 100% certain there was no way the athletic director at BYU was ever going to let that coach get away.
Unless they didn't have the money to match. I just think Penn State, why weren't they interested in Bob Chesney, who's from the area? Well, because I think they had an eye on Satake the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then they just—that's what happens. They've struck out and they've lost chances at other guys.
How many people have they lost? Five.
Yeah. I mean, their best case scenario now, like people are saying, like, would be like Mike Tomlin or Brian Daboll, an NFL guy.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's going to be interesting. I still think they are going to be dominant in recruiting in the East Coast.
Yeah, Penn State's still a big enough brand to recruit a little bit by itself.
But below Maryland, they might struggle now with UVA and Tech having success. The big game on ABC is Georgia-Alabama. I don't think an Alabama loss eliminates them.
It shouldn't. The only way that it does is if BYU wins, because BYU has to go in as an auto bid, and Texas Tech is a better team than Alabama. That's the only way it pushes them out.
But could you then put Alabama in over Notre Dame? Because Notre Dame's not guaranteed. It feels like everybody thinks that the independent's guaranteed. They're not at all. They're not in a conference championship. And so right now, Alabama's 9, Notre Dame's 10. I'm not moving Alabama behind Notre Dame for an SEC championship loss.
Listen, Alabama should be ahead of Notre Dame. And if Notre Dame isn't included, good. They've had all these years to finally join a conference, right? And they've sort of dissed the ACC a little bit. They play 5 games a year. The ACC is now going to a 9-game schedule this coming year, conference schedule. And you know what? They should put it to Notre Dame.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying in terms of Alabama's overall record would be 10-3. I just think that's a precedent you don't want to set.
It comes down to a question for me between Alabama and Miami in that scenario. They would probably take Alabama there, but I think there still is a little bit of what if in that, if BYU wins.
I don't think so. Here's why. The committee's going to look at this and say, Alabama played in the SEC championship. Miami didn't even make the ACC championship. I'm sorry. Better luck next season.
Have you heard, though, Vanderbilt is looking to play a 13th game this week. There's a Hawaii rule that because Hawaii has to travel so much, that's why week zero is a thing. They're looking to schedule a game against any suitor they don't know yet. That was from Pete Thamel this morning. He was talking about Vanderbilt's interested. If they play Miami, and if Miami wins that one, does that change your thinking?
Hold on, but what a compelling game. You know you'd watch that game.
What,
I would.
Vandy against who?
Miami.
Oh, I would watch Vandy against Miami, yes.
That's a terrific football game.
But, like, come on now. Are we doing conspiracy corner here? Is it Michael Phillips' show?
This
is not going to really happen.
It's reported. I've heard theories. I think this is an excellent idea for those bubble teams. I think they should really do it.
Well, there's got to be something to that.
Dude, it's Thursday.
Why not?
Other teams have played on short notice like that.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to. If it happens, all right, I'll give you double your lunch money back.
I think we have a huge party.
Indiana, Ohio State. I heard Michael picking Indiana in this one. There's no way I would pick Indiana. Yes. I think Indiana gets exposed here, just like they got exposed a few weeks ago against Penn State and came back and won. Ohio State's the best team in the country with the best quarterback. They probably win easily here.
Yeah, I think they win. I'm not sure about easy, but I think they win just mostly because of that defense. That's the best defense in the country. Indiana's great. They're deservingly the number 2 team in the nation right now. They're just not going to be able to do their normal Indiana domination against that Ohio State defense.
Yeah, I don't know about domination. I don't know that they're number 2 team in the country. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I actually agree. I would take a top 3 SEC teams to beat Indiana.
You know, they're lucky they don't have to play Miami right now. I'll tell you this about Ohio State. Ohio State's defense is going to shred Indiana, and Mendoza will have to run for his life.
Yeah.
He's going to be the most famous Mendoza in history because they might have to put a grave in the end zone for him because they're gonna chase him all over the field and bury him.
The winner of this game is Heisman Trophy winner too.
Yeah.
And then Duke, Virginia is your final championship game. ABC, 8:00. When was the last time Virginia played on ABC? 2019 probably, right?
I don't know. Maybe I was like 15. I'm just kidding.
No, that's how big this game is though.
It is a big game, but you know what? it's a game Virginia should win. So it's and Duke's coach the other day when he had to answer all those questions about this game, Manny Diaz had to answer the first 5 or 6 questions, and I was on that Zoom. The first 5 or 6 questions were all about, do you think your team is deserving?
Right, because a lot of people want the ACC Miami to step in and say this game should be Miami versus Virginia,
and everybody knows it should be Miami, and whoever set up these 5 categories
right
that.
Well, it just doesn't make sense that Duke lost to Georgia Tech and both teams are 6-2.
Yeah. So that.
So, like, how is that not play into this?
That's not definitive, is
that's
it?
That's so stupid.
Hey, can I throw one thing in there real quick? Shameless plug. We have a great show on Who's Talking this coming Monday night at 6 o'clock. David Sloan, the former UVA running back from the 70s, Terry Gates, who was in school with me, back with Ralph Sampson, is on the show, and Dr. Jody Smith. I promise you the stories will be hilarious, and you don't want to miss it. It'll be a lot of fun.
And hopefully you'll be celebrating an ACC championship.
I'll be celebrating.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So what will I be watching tonight? Be Thursday night football for sure. I'm having the fellows over, the broskies, to watch some football. We got a great game between the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. But if it's not a good game, if it ends up being a blowout, maybe I'll throw on a movie on the AWOD Theater for my boys here. So we wanted to bring up the latest Hollywood and entertainment news here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, Hard Knocks in season, covering the NFC East. The debut came out on Tuesday night. I really enjoyed it. It was 9 to 10. I actually watched it live. Didn't really pause it, didn't get bored. I was locked in. I thought it was great television. Now, of course, I'm going to be complaining all season long that they're not showing my boys enough.
Of course.
There's just no Commanders coverage. It felt like 30 minutes of the Cowboys. It's an hour, right? 30 minutes of the Cowboys, 20 minutes of the Eagles, 8 minutes of the Giants, and then 2 minutes on Washington. That's pretty much what I watched.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I like I said, I never watched any of the in-season stuff before. This was really, really entertaining. Like, I like this a lot more than the preseason stuff. You get to see how these games are affecting these players, how it's, you kind of look at it, at least I do, a little bit as like a video game kind of. It's not. This is real people playing a real game, and it's really intriguing to see how they get about it each week.
Yeah, and we always talk about how it's the greatest athletes in the world, and that is absolutely true. But it's also some of the smartest men in the world. I mean, it's like rocket science trying to dissect a cover three zone. It's so difficult. And so here's my take on the quarterbacks. Like, we know who Marcus Mariota is. I want to see more about Jaden. That's fine. I've been really impressed with Dak Prescott and his work ethic and his ability to dissect defenses and conversations that he has on the sidelines being a motivator. Jalen Hurts actually really impressed me. Did not like what I saw from Jackson Dart. Like,
I agree.
He kind of looked like a child.
Yeah, he kind of played like I don't know where, like the first conversation we saw from him was, I don't know where I am. I go this direction, there's the ocean. He didn't know there was an ocean there. He got, I won't say painted in a bad light, but I mean, that's who he is. He's a kid. He's still new. He's a rookie right now.
Yeah, he's not very street smart. That's for sure. But he also like didn't really, I don't think, fully understand the offense yet. And maybe that's because he hasn't really played a full season yet, and he's been in and out of the lineup. But that was just my takeaway. Like, I was really getting a lot of respect for Coach Schottenheimer Jr.
Yes.
For the Dallas Cowboys and the way he fires up his team on the sidelines in the game and sticking with the game plan. That was kind of my biggest takeaway. This was, I liked Dak and I liked Schottenheimer Jr., and I usually hate everything Dallas.
Yeah, Schottenheimer was the biggest step up for me. I, when he was hired in the offseason, thought that was a mistake of a hire from the Dallas Cowboys. But the way he's motivating that team, just the person he is kind of perfect for as far as they're showing that team right now. He feels like he's the right guy to lead them in this moment. I love everything about him right now.
So when Marty Schottenheimer was in Washington, I fell in love with him. Because as a kid, and I was a season ticket holder, this team was 5-11, 4-12, 6-10 year after year after year. Then Shoddy comes in, and they won like five straight games. They finished the season 8-8, and there was a lot of momentum going into the next season. And the next season never happened with Schottenheimer because Dan Snyder's an idiot, and he fired him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always respected Schottenheimer since then. And so when his son got the job, I immediately tried to look into this. And every Cowboys reporter I reached out to said the same thing. Jerry believes that Schottenheimer can get the best out of Dak Prescott. And I said, well, I don't even know how good Dak Prescott really is. His hamstring ripped off the bones. He hasn't had the playoff success. Schottenheimer is getting the best out of Dak Prescott, and he is playing at a level that is making Dallas a playoff team and maybe even a Super Bowl contender.
It's hard to say Super Bowl contender in Dallas, but Dak is playing like an MVP right now, and I think a lot of that is that the ability to work together between the head coach and the quarterback in Dak Prescott and Schottenheimer over
there. Yeah, I mean, their level of respect for each other and their work ethic and their ability to work well together is the reason why the Cowboys are having the success they're having this season. And here's the other thing. I think if they hadn't tied the Packers, you'd probably agree with me about Super Bowl contender. And believe me, it eats me up inside to say the Cowboys are a Super Bowl contender. But if they get in, I do think they would have a shot to upset some teams. And look, seems like they got a playoff game tonight anyway at Detroit against the Lions. And again, I am all in on the Lions. I got a little breakfast bet here on the line. Another thing I wanted to bring up on Netflix is this show I'm watching and really liking called Death by Lightning. All right, it is an American historical drama miniseries, and it's based on the book Destiny of the Republic, and it stars Michael Shannon as President James Garfield. And it is a really cool story. Here, not really spoiling it, but James Garfield did not want to be president. And so that's what I think makes this story intriguing is how does a guy from Ohio who has no interest in becoming president become the 20th president of the United States?
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a job you walk into accidentally.
No. And so it's and Michael Shannon's just one of my favorite actors. Like, I'm obsessed with Michael Shannon. I can go through so many of his movies that I love him in. He's usually an excellent villain, but he's kind of the good guy in this one.
Hmm.
And it's a great role. I'm really enjoying it. And it's one of those shorter miniseries. Anything you're watching?
Right now, I'm watching The Hard Knocks. But I've been trying to catch up to Survivor live right now.
No way.
That's what I've been trying to
do. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm about three episodes in right now.
Are you a fan of Rizzo?
No, I'm not.
The Riz guy.
I'm not a fan of him.
Well, get used to him. He is in season 50. He is in season 50. Which means he's probably going to do pretty well in season 49.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he's going to be there for the long haul. I'm probably going to get used to him, but I just finished up the snakebite episode.
Dude, that was wild.
That one was wild.
Because I thought Jake could have won it all.
Yeah. I assume he's the other one coming back in season 50.
He's not.
Really?
Yeah, it's disappointing. Maybe for season 51. But what did you think of the editing of the snake, though, right? Because I thought it was terrific. They show the snake in the water and then show him, no big deal. Then all of a sudden, it is a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know how they opened the show. They always show the random animals in the shows. They opened it with that snake, and then I don't know how they got that shot. They got some kind of scuba diver cameraman over there or something, but that was really impressive. It's a pretty snake, too. It's a real shame what happened.
Yeah, very poisonous. I mean, so scary. It tells you the elements are real in Survivor. That's why, as much as I talk the talk, I don't think I could be able to walk the walk. Not on those beaches in Fiji. I'd be scared. Especially with, like, what happens if my contacts fall out? What am I supposed to do?
I'm going with glasses. I'm bringing my glasses. I'm bringing two pairs just in case something happens.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.